It was certainly a sharp rebound for the local share market to kick off the new week and month. The ASX 200 falling quite sharply last Friday, down around 2.3%. Today, lifting around 1.7% or 116 points to close at 6,789 points. It was the best day since November 9 last year. So certainly helping the fact was the RBA announcing it would be doubling its daily bond buying or its bond purchases from 2 million to 4 million. And that's basically an attempt to keep those longer term yields lower. And that was part of the issue that investors were looking at when it came to the sharp falls last week. Of course, we'll hear more from the RBA tomorrow with their March meeting in terms of rate decisions. With the market performance today, though, it was pretty much gains across the board, every single sector higher. We had IT, communications, healthcare and financial, some of the real standouts. Certainly the major contributors to the overall market tone, there was CBA up more than 3%, CSL close to a 3% gain, BHP around 1.9% higher, ANZ also lifting about 1.6%. It did announce today it will be facing a $212 million impact or negative impact to its first half results due to its investment in Malaysian bank, which is involved in the 1MDB scandal. Oztool, the shipbuilder, one of the big movers today on the ASX 200, up around 8%. It's announced a new contract about near $300 million contract with the US Navy. Elsewhere, property stocks having a pretty solid session today. We had the likes of Stockland up around 5.5%, Charter Hall lifting the same amount as well, with February home prices seeing the biggest lift since August of 2003. A major weight though on the market was Fortescue Metals, down nearly 6% as it traded ex-dividend. It will be paying, of course, a record dividend later this month. And the Aussie dollar hovering around 77.5 US cents.